Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
I only bring it up
because you're a sicko.
Yeah, that a junkie for jersey collection. And what did they do?
Do you have a Sabres turd burger too?
I do have a turd burger that I gave to my younger sibling.
See, so. you couldn't hold on to that. You know what's in that?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Your ideas, sometimes, man. I don't know what I... Sometimes I think, why am I here?
Well, I got to keep the eyes open. Keep the eyes open.
Navy uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with the early 2000s.
Bringing Navy back.
Everyone did it. You're going to send me to therapy.
I need an adult.
You're going to be the reason I go to therapy at some point. And if friends are the ones sending you to therapy, isn't that the right way to go?
On WGR.
Yeah, they're not. I feel like it's not a true friendship unless one ends up being in an intensive therapy session.
Sports Radio 550.
Speaking of things that make you go to therapy, I'm reading the update and the Bills made Matthew Judon official. So,
ahem.
Cool. Thanks for that timing. Really appreciate that. Where was that 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, Matthew Judon.
So, by the way, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you on another colder but not cold as yesterday, Saturday.
What
yesterday was oppressive.
What happened? I walked in here in the 5 o'clock hour, right? Getting ready for the morning show.
In the 5 o'clock hour. That means 5 a.m.,
yes,
everybody.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
In the 5 o'clock hour. That's 5 a.m.
Yes. And it was near 50 degrees.
I walked
in a sweatshirt.
Right.
I was feeling good.
Oh my God.
This is amazing. Owen Parker and I walk out later in the morning, and it was 30 degrees, blustering winds. What happened? I was nervous more for any rain that came down because it was raining. That
right,
was what was
then,
going
like,
on.
It's going to freeze and like
yes.
Total conditions of hell.
What happened here? Like I just don't understand it because even walking from the Sabres game the night before, like the arena,
it was so nice out.
The bars around, everything like that. It was beautiful. I had a coat and it was in my arms the whole time. I was actually rather frustrated I wore it because it just became something I had to carry with me the entire time.
Yeah.
But yeah, this feels more appropriate today. I don't know what was going on.
It's
yesterday.
Not yesterday.
It totally flipped around.
Yeah, that weather was nonsense yesterday. That was come on now, what are we doing?
The Settle weather down. Turned quicker than Jake Paul's jaw broke twice.
All right.
You know what? A little bit of respect for him. He did go a little bit of a distance there.
I ready?
Did you watch it?
No.
No?
No.
You didn't watch it?
I have standards.
See, I could respect that fight a little more than Mike Tyson, because he did fight an actual fighter, right? A boxer. I didn't watch the entire thing right away. I caught snippets of it on people's TikTok lives that were pirating it, whatever. It's on Netflix now, so I could have easily just watched it, but I just chose not to. I chose the more difficult
path. I have dignity.
One thing I could say, yes, he did get his jaw broken in two different places. Yes, he did. It was a TKO. But for anybody boxer-wise, just saying like, oh, we can't give him any credit, he just danced around for a couple rounds. Is that not the strategy? What did Floyd Mayweather do his entire career? He just tired the other guy out and landed one big punch, and that was that. Like, boxing is not just
speaking of shams of boxers.
Well, Floyd Mayweather and Mike Tyson will be fighting each other come spring, by the way.
Cool.
That is happening.
Speaking of another guy who managed to dodge people in their primes.
Yes, right. But
Mayweather did more damage to the sport of boxing than Jake Paul is doing to it right now.
His fight with McGregor is what destroyed it. That Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, since that fight, everything's just turned into a stunt match. And like that's what we're watching.
Mayweather did irreparable damage to boxing.
Yes.
Nobody, like me, I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do not.
It's tough.
And I know
early 2000s boxing.
I know you like it. And like, if I say the words Baby Joe Macy around here, like that hits people.
Right.
In a certain way. But yeah.
Well, even just watching even undercard fights on YouTube, old ones from like the early 2000s, it's totally different.
Right. So it's a different sport now. And again, I think Mayweather is the major reason for that. But cool, he's going to fight Tyson. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to be honest with you. I know that's slop on TV, but I'm going to be watching that whenever that happens. I'm sorry. I'm going to be just invested. But
this is what's wrong with this country.
Yeah. So Jake Paul loses to an actual fighter. So kind of got what was coming for him a little bit. So
Bills had a 21-0 comeback. Sabres have won four in a row. There's a new general manager there. Jake Paul gets his jaw busted. Vibes are up.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so, right? Maybe?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe, but yeah, no.
I don't want to see a guy get his jaw broken in two places, but you know,
if it's going to be somebody, let it be one of the Pauls,
right? Well,
I guess is the way I would say it. If somebody has to make that quote unquote sacrifice, let it be two terrible influencers.
Yeah, no, it'd probably be the pick, right? If anybody could, but yeah, so that happened last night,
or me, I guess, so that people don't hear me talking.
Well. Yeah, that would be, you'd be down and out for a little bit there.
I wouldn't be able to do
my
job. You
would probably sound like Sylvester Stallone for a number of months.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'd probably be what ends up happening here. Probably be what ends up happening. You know, he's getting in, just a sidebar quick, for anybody who watches anyone in the bullpen, anybody who watches the streams during the week, the Rocky thing is now in the updates with the movement of everything there. So that has become a conversation piece at different times of what exactly is going on there with the other figure it's holding. So
the other figure it's holding?
Yes.
You mean
Kevin Spacey's
face?
Yes. Yeah. So
other figure. It's Spacey face.
Yes. So that's
missing Kevin Spacey.
Speaking of Stallone, had to address that. But
all right,
yeah, we can get back on track now.
Except you basically buried that it's Kevin Spacey's face.
I had to bury the lead a little bit.
A lot of it. I don't know what you're doing there, but yeah, we don't have that much time to dabble into nonsense here. We got a shortened show today.
We are abbreviated today,
but it's all gas from here. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills against the Browns. I mean, I don't know how much appetite I have to necessarily like really get into the nitty-gritty of Bills and Browns until tomorrow. And I think that has just more to do with the Browns.
Yeah.
It is.
It's Myles Garrett and everybody else.
I continue to learn zero lessons from the things that I learn lessons from. And I just don't put them to practice. I learn my lessons and then I don't like fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm not going to worry about this game.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's happened.
Yeah, they beat the Packers this year.
Sure. But also, like, I'm nervous in a sense of not being nervous, because the times I've not been nervous, a la the Falcons game, the Bills have not really come out and done the best they could. So
yeah, so there's that, but I don't think I need to ask people, are you worried about an upset tomorrow? Because, like, yeah, the Browns have a great defense, but
The Bills are the best second half team in all of football.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a fact. It is hilariously proven a week ago against New England. But I think there's a more interesting situation I would want to ask about, and that is this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather the Bills not get the division crown? They have to be the 5 seed, go to Pittsburgh, right? And you're on the road at least for the first 2 weeks of the postseason. Or would you rather have the 2 seed? Still have to play the first week in Wild Card Weekend and have Houston come to town. I'm the guy that always says past results don't guarantee the future outcomes. I'm also the kind of person that says nothing that I say ultimately has a stake in what happens in the field of play.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Houston bothering me? Well, it's not a great matchup.
Especially if you're going to NRG Stadium in Houston.
So this scenario does not do that. They come here.
There is a scenario where that happens, and I do want to get into that at some point, but yes, continue.
So you need the Jacksonville Jaguars to keep winning, really is what that is.
And they play Denver this week. Like that, this game for the Jags, you are a Jaguars fan this week.
But if the Bills also keep winning, they have one more win than Houston.
Sure, yeah.
If they want to get nasty with it, and mess around and be back in the 1 seed conversation, let alone for the AFC East crown.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos loss is actually really great for that.
Yeah.
And a Jaguars win would be great. Jacksonville then suddenly also becomes a conversation piece for the 1 seed, but if Denver were to win, it closes off any and all notions of the 1 seed at that point. You're not catching them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a win, there's just not enough time. You don't have the conference record for the tiebreaker. It's okay. But you can still go get that 2 seed and avoid having to walk into Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You also very much could not. So, yeah, this week is going to be very interesting in terms of where the playoff field rolls around and how it's going to start lining up. We are going to get a much clearer picture about the NFL, its postseason, and really get a definitive on its member teams. Now we have a pretty good picture of what it's going to look like at this point. The playoff field really does seem like the AFC's 7 are relatively set.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh are going to fight the battle of mid, and Indy can stay alive. But the Texans take on the Chargers. The Jaguars face the Broncos.
Yep.
There's a lot of positioning that can be solved or at least thrown into chaos this week. And in the NFC, Detroit and Green Bay are fighting with each other, and Carolina and Tampa Bay for the division. That's it. End of list. The two conferences this year. Last year, it was so different, the distinction between the two conferences.
Yeah.
The AFC had some of the worst teams in the league, and it was so top-heavy. And the NFC was a little bit more balanced. This year, it is mirrors, these two conferences.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And you don't... The 5 seed might be the one of the most dangerous teams in football in both conferences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Rams are currently sitting at the 5 seed.
The Rams currently sit in the 5 seed. And more or less, I'm hinting at Buffalo even though they're the 6.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll definitely go through some scenarios because I just stumbled my way through the ESPN playoff machine and the Bills are the 1 seed right now. So things just happened.
So that's but that's the thing is that we don't know where anyone's slotting in.
No.
But
and there are some big games.
Like in the NFC, Detroit is one team that you have to look out for. Carolina and Tampa Bay have to solve themselves. And in the AFC, Indianapolis is a team that we have to keep an eye on. I don't know if it's to look out for. They're not as dangerous as Detroit is, but they're not dead. And then Baltimore and Pittsburgh are fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The bottom of the playoff field is one team alive and another in a division race in a bad division, where the teams are maybe going to be 500 or worse to end the year.
Oh, I just discovered something very horrific, by the way. If you're rooting for the Jags and they do beat Denver, they probably will beat the Colts in week 17, and then they beat the Titans in week 18.
That's the 1 seed.
They're the 1 seed. And then the Chargers are coming to Buffalo as you're the 2 seed. If New England does lose to Miami, which I think Zach Wilson might have given you the best option with that one, but you're going with Quinn Ewers instead.
Are you kidding me? Zach Wilson against the Patriots?
Listen, I know it might sound a little insane, but no film on him this season. Mike McDaniel might be able to unlock something a little different with him. You never know. Darren Waller's healthy. But if the Patriots win, then the Patriots are the 1 seed. So the Bills look like they're going to be the 5 seed.
The Bills look like they are going to be the 5 seed, and it's going to be heading toward Pittsburgh, not Baltimore. Joe, you've said a lot of ridiculous things. Zach Wilson winning a game. Are you kidding me?
He's beat the Bills more than Tua. Well, actually, now that's not true because Tua did beat the Bills this season.
But also, Zach Wilson's just a bad quarterback. Quinn Ewers is probably also a bad quarterback.
You want to know, though? Zach Wilson has one thing going for him. You want to know what that is?
Wearing the number 0 as a quarterback?
Precisely. First one to do it.
As in, that's the amount of starts he's going to have this year.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. Doesn't mean I can't hold out hope.
I have more hope about Quinn Ewers beating the Patriots
do you actually?
Than I do Zach Wilson.
I don't know if I do.
No, like Zach Wilson
Honestly, though, with Darren Waller like healthy, that actually could be huge because it's just going to feed the tight end. That guy got 22 points last week.
Did you watch the Alabama-Oklahoma game yesterday?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a big college football guy.
So.
Because the playoff just really infuriates me all
season. I did watch it mostly because I wanted to see if Notre Dame tears are real, mm-hmm. and they are because Alabama won.
Yeah.
Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer. There's this hitch route. It's like deep, like 10 to 12 yard out, or 10 to 12 yard hitch. Nobody's near him. And Mateer throws this ball 15 yards over his man.
Mm-hmm.
That's Zach Wilson every day, every play.
Broken clock strikes right twice a day. That's all I got to say.
Cool. Against New England, you need more than twice.
Could happen. That's all I'm saying. I've predicted crazier, and it's happened.
But again, I'm not going to go ahead and say there's no hope about the Bills getting the AFC East. I'm just not relying on Miami or the Jets to do it.
Watch it beat Tyrod.
You mean like the Jets being the ones to put it all into flux?
Yeah.
I mean...
Because the Ravens game effectively means nothing. That will only give you a break if you lose to the Eagles, if you're the Bills, right? Like, that's, in the grand scheme of things, that's all that's doing.
And you know what's genuinely hilarious, though?
Hmm.
That there's still only one team in the AFC that has clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
And that's Denver. New England, sitting there at 11-3, can miss the playoffs. Because
that's unbelievable.
If the Colts were to win out and the Patriots lose one of the like a couple of those games, well, they would have to lose out. But their conference record then is worse than the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's legitimately the roadmap to getting it done.
And then the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be the 4th seed at 9-8, baby. Mike Tomlin wouldn't have it any other way.
Mediocrity defined.
There was a window there if the Bills. So the Bengals, if they lost to the
Bills.
Zero
respect for that division this year.
Yeah, no, that's bad. They could have made the playoffs at 7-10 with a certain scenario. Now that's dead because they've lost multiple right. games. But even if they just lost the Bills game, there was still a window for them at 7-10 to be the 4 seed, and you would be going to them.
Somehow I have more respect for the division that whose leaders are 7-7 in the Panthers and the Buccaneers. I somehow have more respect for the NFC South than I do the AFC North this year.
Well, those two teams, they're the Bills and Patriots of last year. They play Tampa for the first time, Carolina, this week, and then they play them again in 2 weeks to
That's
end the
good.
Season.
That's
so
good stuff.
This is going to come down to the wire in the NFC South. So this is going to be interesting.
That's
here.
Good stuff, though, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have another division game in between the two of them.
Yeah, it's just all playoff implication all the way down the stretch here.
For those two teams. That's cinema right there.
Yeah.
I am interested to... Oh, wait. No, I did my numbers wrong. It's a non-division game for each of those teams.
Yeah, I wasn't actively looking.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. It was 2-2 for each of them on the division record, and I'm like, wait a minute. Nope, that's two division games. Come on, Derek.
Yeah, Miami plays Tampa week 17 next week.
There you go.
So
maybe they'll play Zach Wilson there.
Maybe.
Because it doesn't matter.
And then Carolina plays the Seahawks. Oh, man. that's oh, man.
Carolina needs these two games. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. I'll be watching the NFC South for the rest of the season, guys.
Wow.
As the outside of the AFC East, NFC South.
So,
cinema.
It is interesting, though, like how the rest of the year has gone. Like, you have a team that's gone 5-0 in the division, and they're two games back of the division
mm-hmm.
with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Like, everything about this year has been so weird. And it leads to a really good discussion of, okay, maybe this is the year that the Bills can pull this off because it is so weird. And the Bills, even for as inconsistent as they've been this year, they are the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Yeah.
I think when you come to the ceiling of each of these teams, Denver, you don't trust them offensively at their best because oftentimes they're not complementary.
Bo Nix is hit or miss.
The Packers game gives you some confidence, though.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots. They're still a young team. There's now real questions about that schedule and what they actually played to get to where they are.
Yes.
Buffalo has thrown that narrative into the blender, and it's off and running.
Yeah, they helped kick it back into gear because for a while there it was, well, they beat the Bills. And then they gave up 21 points pretty much and five straight touchdowns.
They gave up a 21-point lead.
Yeah.
That's where it hurts.
Yeah.
It's how you lost, too. It's not just that you lost.
Well, it's the Zebras, if you ask anybody in Foxborough, including the coach.
Spare me.
So.
Pittsburgh, trash.
That's why, okay, I'm fine with the 5 seed. Can we pencil that in and have Pittsburgh be the 4? Because you're just going to go demolish them
again.
But
now the three teams that might be, two of them are the most dangerous in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 seed's not one of them. LA has real problems with their offensive line. And their peak right now is getting by. And surviving can get it done in the playoffs, but oftentimes it won't.
No. But if they had Joe Alt, they'd be a totally different story.
And then there are the two teams with the highest potential. Jacksonville is one of them, too. Like, they're a mystery.
Liam Cohen's got something figured out
there.
He's
got it going a little bit there, and he's exactly the coaching prospect that people were thinking that he would be. Jacksonville's interesting. But Buffalo and Houston are the most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, because that defense is that good that they are game-changing in the offense, unlike Cleveland, is good enough to get the job done. It does complement their defense that well. Cleveland's offense is so bad that the Browns' defense has to score.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland's offense cannot get things done. I think it's been better with Shedeur Sanders over Dylan Gabriel, just like every draft pundit would have thought. Why'd you waste a third-round pick on Dylan Gabriel? But it's not just the quarterback, though. The offensive line's not as good as it was a couple of years ago. Jerry Jeudy is not the high-ticket item. There's mistakes every game with him.
Yeah, he's struggling right now.
They don't have consistency with their run game, and that's what happens when Nick Chubb is decimated by injury and you no longer have Nick Chubb.
He's starting to practice, though. He practiced this week with the rib injuries, so he is back. He was a limited participant.
Who are you talking about here?
Nick Chubb.
Not with the Browns, with the Texans.
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about like Cleveland's run game has gone down because of that. And then Houston, though, you have Nico Collins, who is a better receiver. The offensive line's still not that good, but C.J. Stroud looks like he's kind of stabilizing again a little bit, like he's playing better. That's where your difference is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo
second
is
half
this team.
Yeah.
They play some of the worst first halves of football that you are going to see. However, the minute that they all walk out of that locker room again, you are dealing with a different football team.
Yeah.
I cannot explain it other than it's a different team than you faced in the first. You know what it is? It's Floyd Mayweather dancing around the ring, tiring you out.
That's all. It's Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope. That's all you're doing.
They don't look good doing it. As a matter of fact, you kind of hate them for it. But then, late into that second quarter, they start showing you a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then this is where it's not Floyd Mayweather, where they come out of the locker room, and now they're just punching you in the face.
They're Rocky Balboa. You're going to stand there and not put your hands up and just get obliterated. Yeah, just like the little thing over there. You're going to stand there and get punched in the face. You're not even going to put your hands up. You're just going to get obliterated. And then you're going to wake up and start landing body blows to them and absolutely murking them. Like, it's a fictional character, but that's essentially what you're doing.
I think that's
your style of football.
That's probably the best way to describe the Buffalo Bills this year. They take their beating in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, da-na-na.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Wrong city. Sue me.
Hey, we got it next week playing Philly.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah.
And I'm
they
sure
don't even know what they are either. So that game should be interesting. But
that speaks to the league as a whole this year and why the Bills, for as Jekyll and Hyde as they are, they're also the most trustworthy.
Yeah. Trustworthy with this team is crazy. But you're kind
that's
of right.
That's this season, though.
Yeah.
The league.
You're right, though, because when I was sitting there watching that game last week, there was not a time in my mind where I was sitting there next to my brother, and I was like, you know, they score here, they get the ball back, blah, 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 and I talked myself into thinking that there was nothing to be worried
yourself.
About. Yeah, my inner, yes, the negotiator, I ended up working it out in my own brain, and I was not nervous they were going to lose that game. I thought they were going to win.
I was a little irritated in the newsroom last week, and I'm like, okay. But then I started tweeting it out. They're a second-half team. They're a second-half team. They're a second-half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, shut up. Let me cope.
Yeah.
Like, this is not good. Let me cope.
The game plan has to be better. It's not sustainable long-term, but it's kind of like crazy and fun to watch.
Hang on. Ready? They're kind of proving it is sustainable, isn't it?
For this season, sure. But, like, this can't be the standard. You can't just get leveled in the first half and then be like, we're just going to come back.
Ready? What's the saying? Good teams will make you pay for that, right? Who's
sure.
Good? Who's good this year?
Well, the Bills.
Who's good this year?
I think the silence speaks. I don't know if anyone's like phenomenal this year. I don't.
That's why it's kind of sustainable.
Yeah. Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump in here.
I want to touch on something too. I planted a couple seeds earlier this week. It ended up coming true. So
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
A little bit of news that was official at the top of the hour with Matthew Judon being added to the Bills practice squad. So, hey, maybe there's something there too. Who knows? At the very least, they've got another healthy body at defensive end.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.